You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I love it when people write in. Most people do it on Facebook. Jeremy, how do they find us?
Well, you can search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook or look us up at mix100.com. All the links are on there as well.
This one is from Leah. Jeremy, she is actually requesting a five calls says it all.
Love it. All right.
I do like when people do that.
Me too.
She says, hello, boys. She throws in the Z.
Hey, Leah.
I'm not going to say that guarantees you getting on the show, but it doesn't hurt.
It really helps because we like that.
She says, hello, boys. Please help with this problem. My husband and I have been married for 10 months, and we just moved into our new townhome. So first of all, Leah, congratulations on both.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he came home and said he'd offered to let his old high school friend stay in our basement for a while. His friend is getting divorced and needs a place to live for a couple of months. Leah writes, I hate this idea. For one, the friend is weird and I don't really want him sharing our house.
Oh, poor guy.
And two, he's going through a bad divorce and is very negative about women right now. My husband can't believe I would turn him away and says that it's only for 2 months and that the friend is going to chip in for utilities and food.
Oh, bonus.
Right.
It's not bad.
He also says that if it was one of my friends, I wouldn't hesitate to help. Just wondering what you and your listeners think about this. Could you do a five calls says it all?
Dang.
She says, thank you. I love your show with two exclamation points.
Oh, well,
Leah, we love you back.
Thanks for writing in.
You know, when you're a newlywed, and I'm sorry, 10 months, you're still a newlywed.
Oh, yeah, you're still all lovey-dovey.
And you've got the weird friend who moves in. He says for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's you don't know if it's going to be 2 months and then gone. It could turn into 2 years.
Let me ask you something. If I want you to transport yourself back to when you were a newlywed.
All right.
If Nicole had come to you and wanted, say, a friend or her mother to move in.
No, you had to throw that in.
For 2 months?
Well, a friend, yes.
She's friends with her mom. But if she wanted a friend to move in and you were newlyweds, how would you feel about that?
I think in that stage, you're still very pliable and you're still aiming to please that you would say yes, no matter what. Yes.
You know, people often say that the first year of marriage is very difficult. Are you adding to the stress by letting...
You could be a little bit.
Weird friend. My question was this, and this is what I was wondering. Weirdo friend can't find anywhere else. He can't find a single buddy.
Dude, he's in a pinch. He's getting a divorce. He's probably got to work out all his financial issues, and he's just looking for a helping hand. And he's a good friend with this lady's husband.
I don't want to tip my hand here, but I think you're hearing maybe how I feel about this. She says she wants a five calls, says it all.
Yeah, let's light him up. Maybe somebody's had this experience before.
Would you be amenable to this? Would
come
you
upstairs and he's standing in the kitchen in his underpants eating your Lucky Charms?
Yeah, because he might be sleeping in the basement, but he has to use the rest of the house.
He's still wandering around.
Here's Christine as we do a five call says it all. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think no, don't do it.
Why not?
I've had my mother-in-law in my basement for 4 years.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She's still there?
What started out is trying to help each other. And, you know, I just had triplets, me and my husband did. And she was financially, like, struggling, like, you know, getting evicted and stuff. And so we were like, okay, we'll help each other. You can help us with the babies, and we'll help you get on your feet. No, she's comfortable.
4 years.
You don't like that built-in help, though? Like, all the time, you have a sitter.
It's nice because, like, we do have that anytime I need sitter, but
Still, it's your house. It's your nest,
it's
Christine.
It's time for her to go now.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank
Bye.
You.
Say hi to her. Yeah. It's going to be Jeremy's future soon.
Oh.
When's your mother-in-law moving in?
Let's quickly move on.
Well, it's pretty soon, isn't
let's
it?
Let's quickly move on.
No, I mean, don't you think it would be good for you or your children, her grandchildren, will get to experience her on a daily basis?
I know you're joking, but it's very close to reality sometimes.
Here's Lori. Good morning, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So we've got one no vote. What are you saying?
I say do not do it. Don't do it.
Why? This guy needs a place to stay. He's going through a bad time.
Well, we had a similar situation. We had been married 2 months, and my friend, my husband's friend, he had a place to stay, kind of a similar deal, and we could not get rid of him. It was over a year before we could finally get
him. A year?
Oh my gosh.
Did you say a year?
About a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took forever to get rid of him, and it hurt our marriage. It was not good. So she's a newlywed. Don't do it. I strongly recommend.
That's the thing I'm thinking about, is that first year of marriage is very romantic, you know?
And it's when you're getting to know each other.
Getting to know each other, and it's. I feel like you're not going to be able to really do that when you got some guy creeping in the basement with his ear against the ceiling.
Exactly.
Lori, have a great day.
See you, Lori.
You too.
Thank you for the vote. Can you just imagine? He's on a chair. He's got his...
Or he knocks on your bedroom door. Hey, can you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep. I mean, I just ordered a pizza.
When you are a newlywed and you have to put a sock on your doorknob.
I know. In your own house.
That's horrible.
That ain't right.
Here's JD. Hello, JD.
Good morning, boys.
So
morning.
We've got two votes that say no. What's your vote?
Absolutely no.
Okay.
Why? What,
emphatic,
why?
Even.
Why no?
Number one, nothing lasts 2 months, especially in the housing market in Denver.
Yeah.
It'll take him a lot longer than 2 months to find a place.
Yeah.
Number two, you said he wasn't paying rent. He was only going to chip in for utilities and food. That's a kid, pretty much. So you'd have a grown-up kid living with you. And number three, you just got married. You need to respect your partner's wishes. And if they're expressing that they're uncomfortable with this person, then you need to honor your marriage and respect their wishes.
Yeah. Dude, you make all valid points.
JD, I appreciate...
And you make us laugh.
I appreciate your emphatic no. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks for calling.
You do, boys.
Bye.
Thank you very much. I wonder if anybody is going to vote yes.
I'm thinking not.
We have two calls left, Julie and Summer. So let's see if anybody's going to say yes. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you. Good morning.
Are you a yes vote?
I'm a most definitely not.
Oh, a big no.
How come?
We've had the experience. It was going to be for a couple of months. We were married 5 years, having our first child on the way. He was staying in the nursery to be. And no matter what, you know, your friend or relative, everything's hunky-dory until the first negative, then you're the worst person anyway, so you might as well just pull the plug now.
Wow.
Julie, thank you for taking the time. I
All
hope
right,
you have a
Julie.
Great day, okay?
Sure. Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, she does make a point. At some point, you're going to be detested by this person. You might as well have them detest you now.
Right. Just get it out of the way.
Time for one more, and it's Summer. Summer, you are the fifth and final vote. Are we finally going to get a yes?
You are going to get a yes.
Yay,
Summer.
Tell us why.
So I went through this same situation, and I don't know where I would have been if I didn't have my friends who let me stay with them. It was in a room upstairs next to their teenage son, but I was rarely home. I worked all the time, and I was there to basically sleep, take shower, leave in the morning, and that was pretty much all I did. I didn't really spend that much time. I had a designated spot in the fridge for my food or
you
whatever.
You had a shelf?
And I like that.
Summer's shelf?
You know what? Now, that's an interesting point that nobody's touched on. I mean, he might be chipping in for food, but at the same time, can you imagine going to the pantry, you got your mouth all ready for some Cinnamon Toast Life Crunch or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the box is in there empty. He emptied it and put the empty box back in the pantry.
And then drank out of the milk tartar.
Yes. Oh, no. Not Summer, though. Summer wouldn't
Summer
do that.
Summer is a good roomie,
No, but, yeah, and I was out in a couple months. So, I mean, I don't know. They could consider it if they know him well enough and they have a good feeling of maybe about who he is and his character.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're giving roommates a good name today versus all these other people.
Well. We appreciate you, Leah.
Well, thanks, boys. We appreciate it.
All right.
Have
bye, Summer.
Have a great day. Drive carefully. The final was not close. It was 4-1.
Don't do it.
4-1.
Don't do it.
Leah, We know you're listening. I don't know if your husband's listening with you or not, but if you want, we'll make this a podcast.
Yeah, and send it to him.
You can make your husband listen to the podcast.
And your weird friend.
And the weird old friend.